the seedling industry is one very critical, because when you start to grow acres and acres of small seedlings, then obviously the success of that growing media is very, very important. And that growing media needs to have really some very particular attributes. First of all, of course, it needs to hold water. It needs to hold quite a bit of water so that the seedlings are never drying out. As soon as any seedling dries out, of course, they'll die. The second is that the relationship between the air in that root zone for the young seedling and water is critical. So even though you need continuous water availability, you also need air for the roots. And so the growing media has to have an ability to do both things. So the second thing is that you can't feed seedlings and cuttings a high amount of nutrition. It has to be a low amount but steady and regularly supplied. And those of you who know Osmocote know that Osmocote is a product that really does that. It releases the product, the fertiliser, very slowly and continuously over a period of time. So that's ideal for a cutting and young seedling cutting kind of mix. But the particle, the granule in Osmocote is just too big for small containers. So in the professional market, we produce a little tiny Osmocote so that it mixes evenly within small volumes of soil that you might be using for propagation. Now, the coir fibre addition, that's the awkward side. It's coir fibre addition. You know, it's quite interesting when you look in an electron microscope at coir fibres and peat fibres. Peat is often favoured, and this product does contain normal European peat or black peat, but it contains coir peat as well. Now, the interesting thing about coir peat is that it's got very sharp edges on the grain, on the threads. And those sharp edges, as the young roots start to emerge, the root rubs against that sharp edge and it makes the root branch. And so it's got an interesting outcome that what you end up with is a lot more root mass, which is exactly what you want for a seedling. You don't want a lot of top growth, you want the roots to do first. And so this is kind of a mechanical way of doing that. And of course, the addition of the wetting agent also gives us the ability to re-wet. So if it dries out, in small containers it can happen quite quickly, and you want to re-wet it. If you're using straight European peat, then it won't re-wet very well. It won't take the water back in. And so we use a wetting agent in this product to make it easier to re-wet, and therefore your gardening more successful. And so when you get all these things right, you see the picture there on the left, is the seedling cutting mix and two other products that are available on the market. These are trials that were done at the University of Sydney. And when you get it right and you do it the way the professionals do it, you can see the sorts of results are pretty dramatic.